Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Seamus O'Connell now talks to Professor Eck about a passage of Isaiah.
I'm joined here this morning by Professor Joachim Eck, Professor of Old Testament at the University of Munich. Joachim, you're very welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Joachim, you're an expert on the prophet Isaiah. And one of the great images of Isaiah is the image of the lion lying down with the lamb. Would you talk to us a little bit about this image?
Oh yes, this is a wonderful image and also a surprising image, because who would think that a lion can lie down with a lamb peacefully? And it's in a passage of Isaiah where he speaks about leader ruling in justice over the people of God, and this rule seems to have an enormous impact. It brings forth peace because it's a rule in wisdom and in the fear of the Lord,
which means the respect of the Lord. Would you read us this piece, please?
So it says here, for example, he will decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And then it says, righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. And then the prophet says, the wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with a kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
We're in North Kerry having this conversation this morning, and this is a part of the world where people earn their living from farming. Not everybody, but there's a long and very, very important farming tradition. So our images here are images of animals and straw. This is a very ecological vision of the world. Am I right in that?
Yes, I think so. It's a vision where harmony is established between the strong ones and the weak ones, the wild animals, the predators.
So between wild animals and domesticated animals.
Yes.
Is it too much to say then that part of Isaiah's vision, which is a vision about justice and about this royal figure who comes to establish God's rule and to rule with wisdom, but that part of that vision is an ecological vision?
I think the idea is this harmony that we need, so that every living being has its own place, and also the whole system of the earth, the environment, is stable and is not being destroyed. So I think this idea of harmony is the basis of an ecological consciousness that we might discern here.
Because part of the problem that we face is over-farming at times, overuse of the earth in the sea, overfishing. That would be very much contrary to the vision of God for our world, for his creation, for God's creation, as Isaiah sees it. Am I right in that?
I think the image of the lion is important here, because you could say, I don't see any human beings involved in this imagery, but the lion also stands for the powerful people and those who just take with violence what they want to have. And when the lion begins to eat straw, he dispenses with his use of violence. He no longer kills other animals. So I think this is an important image that at least contributes to this idea of a lifestyle that is in harmony with animals that would die if we would go on all the time like this.
So then we're talking about a vision of the world where those who have power in some ways give up some of their power and live in another way. Is that what Isaiah is after?
Yes, he's after the idea that a true leader is someone who, inspired by wisdom, looks at those who need his wisdom and his power to be protected. And the basic idea is that every living being, humans, animals, and also plants, etc., get what they need. And this requires an ideal order where every body and everything has its place.
Indeed. And what would have been the king in the ancient world, in some ways you could say is the state in our world, that the state is this power.
Yeah. This is very important. I mean, you could say kings, we don't have any king anymore, neither in Ireland nor in Germany, etc. But everybody in the area of responsibility is something like, which is given to him, is something like a king. He has responsibility for a task, for people. So this is addressed mainly to state leaders and leaders of communities, but also to every leader of a family.
So it's not just the state, but mm-hmm. it's every person and their competence and responsibility mm-hmm. for their sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. Joachim Eck, thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
Vertical Worship, Spirit of the Living God.
Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on everywhere. Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, we want to know you more and more. We're hanging on everywhere. Come and speak to us, O Lord. Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on everywhere.
Hugh O'Donnell, prayer plant. I go into our small chapel at dusk and find the plant praying, its leaves raised in salute, perhaps its way of listening. I cannot hope to understand the prayer life of my red herringbone plant, Maranta tricolor, and can only surmise. I know for certain it is beautifully and wondrously alive, the red veins in the leaves striking against a light and a darker green, the undersides a purple red. Of course, the plant is in love with light and knows east from west. I am reminded that it is made with the same loving care as I am. Even when carelessly left thirsty, it seems never to give up on its desire to praise. Most people never consciously pray with a plant, nor do they understand how deeply our fellowship matters, how close we are, how far back we go. Sometimes, when I can't pray myself, I can always say to the red herringbone plant, pray for me. And I know it will. Not just pray for my need, but pray in my stead. In other words, represent me before the joy of the universe and make it plain that we are here, both of us, and that our answer is yes. In return, I test the soil with a finger and pour a little water for my friend, this messenger sent ahead of us to prepare the way, to arrange the welcome.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Jeff Mitchell. Just a thought for the coming week is from David Buttermer. Mass follows directly till this time next Sunday morning. Have a very good week.
Thank you.